It might have only been a 3-on-3 scrimmage and the first game of training camp for the veterans, but Moose Jaw Warriors overage forward Eric Aleri looked like a man on a mission on Friday night. Aleri scored 5 goals, hit a couple posts and was one of the most dominant players on the ice as his Team Black battled to a back-and-forth 10-8 win over Team White at the Moose Jaw Event Center. About as good a start as any player in camp could have hoped for, and one Aleri was happy to have under his belt. With 3-on-3 you get lots of ice and things went pretty well out there, he said. It's the start of camp and it was the second skate of the day, so it was pretty tiring and I'm proud of what the boys did. I went out and gave it my best and felt I did pretty well, so that's a good start. Aleri had a bit of an advantage in that he took the ice with Tate Schoeffer and Lyndon Lukovic, two players he'd seen ice time with last season. In a situation like Friday night, that helped make all the difference. I was lucky enough to play with Schoeff and Locke a bit last year, so we had a bit of chemistry going on and we took advantage of the other team not having quite as much, Aleri said. Lukovic, Andre Tomasek, Brady Ness and Lucas Brenton also scored for the Black, while Atlee Calvert, Josh Hoekstra, Denton Matichuk, Ben Riche, Ahmed Asif, Patrick Kral, Pavel McKenzie and Ryan Seeley scored for Team White. All 4 overagers currently in camp, Aleri, Calvert, Hoekstra and Brenton, hit the scoresheet in the game and looked dominant at times on the ice, something that was of little surprise to Aleri knowing the stakes of camp and the preseason when it comes to cracking the lineup. We're 4 guys skating here and we're all trying to make the team, he said. It's a nice competition to have, it makes you play better and takes your game to a whole new level. So I'm excited for this camp to go on and not only battle with the 20-year-olds but every single player that's in camp. Hopefully it'll keep going like it did for me today, but I'm not looking too much into it. I always try and do my best and go out on the ice and what happens happens. If things keep going like this for Aleri, it wouldn't be unique. Tristan Longin came into training camp as an overager in 2017-18 and essentially did what Aleri did in every scrimmage. His 40 points the previous campaign translated into 113 that season, something Aleri is hoping will be in the cards for him, as well. When I was 15, I remember seeing Longin dominating the 3-on-3 and the 5-on-5 and being who he is, Aleri said. It's my goal to come in here every single year and expect to have a good season, I work hard all summer for it. So I'm excited to be a 20-year-old in this league and I want to show what I'm capable of. Training camp continues with main camp all day Saturday, followed by the Black-White intrasquad game at 12 p.m. Sunday.